What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Self-Helpless Snacks, where we give you a little taste of the podcast with a mini episode. I'm Delaney Fisher, and today I'm sharing a few tips for optimizing storage in a small space. And I'm hoping this is helpful to those of you who might be downsizing a bit. And maybe you're not downsizing by much, so you don't have to get rid of a ton of your belongings and rethink everything, but you do need some quick, simple, creative solutions for fitting the same amount of stuff or close to it in a smaller space. So Cam and I just moved into a new place and we live in the Los Angeles area. If you live somewhere where the cost of living is very expensive, or you know, maybe you're in a city somewhere, you know that you often have to prioritize what amenities you want at a given time in your life, or you know, prioritize the location that you want to be in, or whatever it might be. It's really hard to get everything on your checklist unless you have millions of dollars to drop. So although in our new place, we've gained a great sized backyard, the inside of our home is smaller now. And those of you who have been tuning into the podcast for a while know that it's been a dream of ours to give our dogs a backyard since we first adopted Maverick, which was over 5 years ago now. So Maverick and Goose are so happy. They're loving it. It's great to be able to open the door to the yard and they can go run around and play, go to the bathroom, instead of us having to strap them in to their harness and take them on several walks a day. It's just so convenient. It really makes having dogs so much less stressful. It's been a real eye-opener and game changer in that department. So that's been awesome. Anyway, so we have had to get creative with our stuff and our storage. And by we, I mean me. I'm definitely the organizer in the relationship because I just really freaking love it. But many of you know that Cam and I are pretty minimalistic already. So when we realized we had to downsize, we were kind of at a loss because we've tried our best to keep things that we either really love or that we use all the time that are functional. So although we did donate a bunch of items that were sitting in our garage that kind of were in a donation pile, we didn't have a whole lot inside that was really obvious for us to either donate or, you know, trash or whatever. So here are some quick, simple, affordable storage solutions that have really helped us so far. Just number one, anything that can be functional storage. So we had a little poof. Is it called a poof? What is it? Like the little soft ottoman thingies that you can put stuff in. Anyway, we had one of those at our old place, and I stored a bunch of things in there. And my little dog, Goose, just loved to pee on it. Just was one of his favorite spots to lift his leg. So that was super fun. So we ended up moving in, realizing we need to replace the poof because that was holding so much storage in the sense of blankets and sweaters and things like that. We did get a new poof and he has not peed on it yet. So fingers crossed. And what I like to put in here, we have sentimental blankets and sweaters. So I have like baby blankets from when I was little. Cam has a sweater from his grandparents, like those types of things that we want to keep, but we don't use every day. And so that's been working really well. And of course, you know, it works as a little ottoman to put your feet on. I just love a twofer. Anything that can be functional for you in that way, highly recommend. I'm a big fan of repurposing things. So something else that I've been doing is we have a lot of beautiful wine glasses and kind of fancy glasses for entertaining and stuff like that. And so once we were putting things in the kitchen and in the shelving, it was very obvious that we had kind of a lot more fancy glasses than regular glasses. So I just looked at the nicer stuff that we have and chose a bunch of those that are now going to be used as regular everyday drinking glasses. I mean, there's nothing different except that they have like a pretty design on them. So now we have kind of an equal amount of glasses in each place where we were kind of overflowing in one area. So is there something that you can just kind of look at differently and use differently, even if it was kind of in a different category in your old place? How can you repurpose that for yourself? We also had a bookshelf that was broken that was in my old office. And we decided because all of our new closets, they don't have shelving or anything. And so we can't really, we can't really take advantage of all the space in there. We decided to take that broken bookshelf and it was like split perfectly down the middle. And we put it in one of our closets. So now we have these like two little mini bookshelves on the floor. And that's been really helpful for storing things and taking advantage of some of that height in the closet. So, I mean, I don't know if you have a broken bookshelf lying around, but that was just very helpful to us. But maybe you do have things that you're just not thinking about that could be used as something helpful to you in a closet or in a shelf or something like that. So that was a fun little surprise for us. And then in our old place, we had a little decorative shelf hanging that just had like a basket and some stuff on it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, instead of a decorative shelf, we have hung that inside one of our closets, again, to give us a little bit of optimization of the height of the closet. And now that's just, you know, it has a bunch of our cleaning supplies on it and our little cleaning closet. And so, yeah, it was a decorative shelf and now it's a functional shelf. So is anything, you know, in your current place decorative that really could be functional and that you'll need it to be functional? The next thing, we have rethought our closet space. In our old place, we had two closets. Cam had his own closet. I had my own closet in our bedroom. And now we have one closet that we're sharing. Basically, what we've done is our closet has a very high, like top row of shelving and cabinet space. Luckily, Cam is 6'4". So we've basically turned the top of the closet and shelving into what would kind of like his dresser. I have the dresser that I can reach that's on the floor. That's all my stuff. He has the top of the closet and we just put a bunch of baskets up there so he can just grab, pull things out like you would a drawer. And so that's been working really well so far. And we've been able to fit the same amount of stuff. So we normally wouldn't look at the top of a closet and be like, oh, that's your dresser. But hey, it's been working. And we had some baskets. Also, you know, I'm a big thrifter, so I love getting baskets at the thrift shop. Putting some baskets up there as little makeshift drawers is a lot more affordable than buying a bunch of new hanging storage or standing storage or installing shelves or whatever it might be. So anyway, can you look at your closets a little bit differently? The next thing is any items that you might be replacing or wanting to replace, can you replace them with some kind of a storage upgrade? For example, a few days before we moved, our bed frame actually broke at our old place. And I will spare you the details of how that happened. But anyway, if you are replacing something like that, like for us, we got a new bed frame, and we got a new bed frame that had storage under the bed. So all those little drawers that can pull out. And I know what you're thinking. The drawers aren't the only thing that pulls out on that bed. Am I right? Okay, moving on. That has been great. That basically, we put all like blankets in there, linens, sheets, pillowcases, stuff like that. And that freed up what was maybe half of a closet in our old place. So that's been really great. And just, you know, we got kind of lucky on the timing. But is there something that you want to upgrade or you already know you want to upgrade, maybe something that's broken, that there's some kind of a twist storage solution for yourself? Finally, if you're losing something that you really love in this downsizing process, is there a happy medium for yourself? So many of you know that have been tuning in for the podcast for a long time that I love taking baths. I take a bath. Well, I used to, RIP. I was taking a bath almost every night. It's how I decompress and relax. And it's just my go-to self-care. Like I mentioned at the top of the episode, sometimes you have to prioritize what amenity you're looking for that given time. So yes, my dogs have gained a backyard and I have lost my bathtub. They gained a happy place. And I've lost mine. It's crumbled. It's crumbled to the ground. If this is what being a mother to human children is like, the sacrifice is real, you guys. And I salute you and you deserve a gold fucking medal. But the pros definitely outweigh the cons. And I've just been looking at other solutions, right? You know, I like to just try to come up with, all right, this is the reality. How can we make the most of it? And I mean, there are portable bathtubs that, I mean, look ridiculous, but that is definitely an option. However, the portable bathtubs I've been looking at that are inflatable, basically you put them in your shower, blow them up, and then you fill the tub with water from your shower. But our shower is not big enough to hold one of those. So that was crossed off my list very quickly. And so I've come to the conclusion that maybe Cam and I can save up for a nice hot tub for the backyard because we do have that space now. Although it is not the same as having a bath inside, you know, right before bed and all that good stuff.
Not comparable. It's like the difference between, I don't know, a hug and a hand job. Both are nice, just very different, different experiences.
Oh my gosh, I am being filthy on this episode. I'm just in a dirty dad joke kind of mood, I guess. And the other thing I'm doing is I'm just gonna be coming over to all my friends and family's places who have a tub, and I'll be knocking on their door for my bath time. So please add me to your guest list if you have a bathtub. Luckily, my parents don't live far. And they've already said, I mean, my whole family knows how much I love baths. And so they've offered up their bathtubs. They've offered up their bathtubs to me. So I'm starting a little list and I'm keeping it on my phone. Like some people have lists for the vacation spots that they want to travel to. I have my own little bathtub bracket on my phone of the friends and family who have offered up their tub to me. And I'm going to start scheduling appointments and maybe I'll call it like my soaking schedule or something. I don't know. But anyway, if you have a bathtub that you're willing to offer up, please let me know. That's it for now. We have just moved in. We've only been here a few days. So if I have any other tips, I will definitely share them on the podcast. Whether you are downsizing because you have to or because you want to, or, you know, it's a mix of both, I hope you can enjoy the creative process of finding what works for you. All right, everybody. I hope you're having a great day and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for tuning in to the Self-Helpless Podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and other goodies at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you left an iTunes review, shared this episode with a friend, or post about it on Instagram and tag @selfhelplesspodcast so we can repost you and say hi. Thanks, everyone.